Theme one, melodically simple but harmonically, which means tonally complex. And I'll explain that in a second. Vaguely march-like and initially distant, begins with a very interesting rhythmic idea. Ba-ba-ba-bum. A pause followed by three fast repeated notes. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Now, for those who are automatically thinking of that, it might sound a little like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. But of course, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is still 20 years away, so Mozart can't be stealing that, and Beethoven doesn't steal from Mozart. It would seem to be a rather simple, almost banal idea, but that rhythmic idea, ba-ba-ba-bum, will inform virtually everything that happens in this first movement and a hell of a lot of what happens in the second movement. It's a very important idea. It's a connective tissue. It's something that will unite seemingly disparate melodic and formal sections of the piece. So let's immediately start hearing that. A very important idea. Now, when we first hear this theme, it is in C minor. This is a very dark sounding key. We generally think of minor as the darker side of the musical palette, whether you want to call it sad or whatever emotion you want to ascribe to it. That's your business, not mine. I'll simply say light and dark and stay out of the fray in that one. Nevertheless, when we put something in minor, it makes infinitely more complex and dark the texture of the sound coming off of it. And this first theme is in C minor. Now, obviously an introduction has preceded this theme, and we're going to get to the introduction in a couple of minutes. This is not the beginning of the movement. Nevertheless, this is not truth and advertising. This is bait and switch. Mozart tells us this is a big, heroic piano concerto in C major, and what have we got? We got this creepy little march theme in C minor that immediately sounds like a downer. And my friends, the classical era was not about downers. The classical era was about music as a decorative art, something accessible, something pleasant, something melodic. So this should come as a huge surprise to our ears that Mozart would begin the first theme of the first movement in a dark minor sounding key. And in the language of his musical day, this will set off horns and whistles. Ooh. Emotionally dark, and the potential for all kinds of strange major and minor manipulation as we go through this piece. So let's be aware, let's not take this at face value. This is very dark sounding. Now, quickly he goes back to major. And he does the second half of the theme in major. The first part, minor, second part, major. But you know what? The damage has been done. If you go to a movie and it's ostensibly a comedy and it begins with the vicious death of a character or some very dark event at the very beginning, then no matter how funny the next 20 minutes are, you've got a bad feeling about this movie. You just feel that there's something going to happen that maybe you don't really want to know about. Now, we want to know about what happens with the Mozart. I just simply want to point out that the presence of minor in such an auspicious place darkens the palate and fills our oral memory with suspicion. And if that's how you approach it, then you're approaching well. Let's listen to the theme again. And now let's keep this dichotomy of major-minor in our ear. Now, the next thing I want us to notice about this theme is its simplicity. As I said, it's march-like. It's almost like a pop tune in its squareness. Let me explain what I mean by that. Every phrase is the same length as the last, is the same length as the next.